I think it starts with them just being a very strong mental team. You know, they're a mentally tough team. Nothing phases them. You know, to go into Pittsburgh last week and go get a win, we know they're going to come in here with that same mentality, focus, and ready to go. So I think it probably starts with the leaders on their team. They're always ready to go around this time. I think they understand, you know, this is a time to be playing good football. I think it starts with that, you know, his willingness to go out there and just compete on every play. They use him and they target him a lot. You know, he's able to make a lot of big plays throughout the season. You know, really all over the field, you know, short passes, intermediate passes, deep balls. He really does everything for their offense. So he's a guy that, you know, we got to know where he's at. We got to be aware of how they want to use him, when they want to get the ball to him. So he's a tough matchup. He's been doing it, you know, for a long time, and he's been at a high level for a long time. We've seen it. We know how fast he is, his ability with the ball, not just in, you know, the kicking game with kicks and punt returns, but even when he's out there on offense, you know, whether it's throwing a shot to him or some type of reverse, you know, anytime the ball's in his hands, he can make a big play. And he does a really good job of breaking tackles and avoiding guys and then being able to turn on his speed. Yeah, I think that's huge. I think, you know, with all the shots they throw, you know, you don't just have the opportunity for them to catch it, but, you know, I think they know if it's a one-on-one situation, that he's going to come with a catch or a pass interference. So I think we just got to do a good job of being on guys and then going and playing the ball. It's a bunch of times where it looks like a guy's covered and Flacco just gives the receiver a chance and they're able to make plays. You know, Torrey Smith or Steve Smith and Jacoby Jones, for that matter, just all being able to go out there and make plays on the ball. So I think, you know, we talked about this week of, you know, being in position but then going up there and making a play. Yeah, I mean, they've really been the center and core part of our defense. You know, there's been times where one has been in there and one has been out, or, you know, vice versa, and they've stepped up. And, you know, no matter what the game was, what the situation, I think, you know, all the preparation they've put into each week, being able to control the front and know exactly what we're doing in the back end, I think has given us a chance each week to go out there and win games. So, I don't think they plan on stopping now. They're still putting in a lot of work. So, you know, what's great about this time of the year is, you know, we all have been able to do some pretty good things throughout the season, but it all goes out the window now. We just got to, you know, step up and play good now. And I think as a defense, we have complete confidence in those two leading us into the game Saturday. I think just keep getting better. I think we've had confidence all throughout the season, but I think Coach Belichick has been on us about getting better each week. And I think, you know, not just the defense, but us as a team has really taken that challenge and gone out there, you know, every day in practice and try to get better. You know, even last year, late in the season, a bye week in the playoffs, I thought the team came out and we really pushed ourselves to try to get better and be prepared for this game Saturday, and I think that helped us. So I think it's a tough team that understands, you know, if we keep getting better, you know, we can go out there and win, you know, whoever we play. But we know it all starts with that preparation and going out there and practicing hard.